Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include how to be an expert that companies want, the percentage of workers who feel their boss is missing in action, and the disappearance of the old entry-level job. We'll start with this. Everyone wants an expert, right? So be one. Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
A sign of somebody just starting to feel their way along in business is when they list several different things that they do. Freelancers Union says freelancers should specialize, not generalize. First of all, because clients want experts. And experts are more memorable, so they get more repeat business and referrals. Specialists save time because they don't have to do as much new research for each new project. If you've been freelancing as a generalist, chances are there already is an area of your work that you enjoy more or are better at or get the most work in. If you decide to specialize, that should more than make up for smaller projects you would get as a generalist. As a specialist, your work will probably be of a higher quality and improve faster than if you do a whole lot of things. And experts get paid more. Expertise is of higher value, and clients are willing to spend more for it. I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Joe. A new survey by a company called Sandler Training finds that, generally speaking, we're okay with our bosses. In fact, nearly 70% of those surveyed said they either like or love their boss. But when it comes to performance, we tend to give bosses a grade of B.
I think if we're looking at a thermometer, you know, we have cause of worry. It kind of leads me to believe 60% of our workforce is interacting with others that we don't even think made it to a B.
Dave Madison is the CEO of Sandler Training. He says some of the complaints center around bosses being micromanagers.
I really have no opportunity to become self-sufficient, let's say, that everything that I do is under the microscope and I'm going to have to get constant feedback along the way.
He says bosses should be getting feedback from employees.
What are the two or three areas that you would expect from me as a leader so I can help support you and put you in a position to succeed? What would those be?
Other findings, 44% called their boss a leader. 19% said their boss was missing in action. 11% said he or she was just a power tripper. And 10% said their boss was a best friend. Coming up next, the evolution of the entry-level job.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
So, what happened to the entry-level job? Some companies are redefining junior roles for new college graduates as automation and cost-cutting transform or eliminate the basic jobs that once gave young workers a hold on at least the bottom rung of the ladder at a big company or a small one. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn. Melissa, what's trending?
So entry-level jobs for college graduates or people with associate's degrees have changed a lot, especially since the recession. There are fewer of them, generally, and those that do exist are often require more sophisticated skill sets. So you're not just there, you know, say a fund accountant at a bank, they're not just there calculating net asset values or kind of some basic math problems. They're expected to analyze those numbers and do permutations and really engage with the data, not just manually input it.
Wow. So why has this changed?
It's changed for a few reasons. The biggest is technology. Computers can do a lot of the work that humans used to have to do, which means that in order to still engage with this work, you need to be able to manage a computer and oversee, you know, some pretty high level tech apps and software and hardware.
All right. So we might actually still have entry level jobs. They just don't look the way they used to, or they require more skills.
Right. So you're seeing colleges and universities really step up their training so that students are prepared to jump into these roles that are, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago would have been done by a 30-something instead of an early 20-something.
Well, we're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn about what happened to the entry-level job. Is there a particular industry where they've vanished the most?
Well, for the kind of that first step on the career path, on the white-collar career path, finance, accounting, some of the more numbers-heavy jobs have changed a lot. So if you think about the corporate ladder, just, you know, cut off the bottom one or two rungs, and that's where college kids are right now, is stretching for those few ones that do remain.
So are we sure that colleges are keeping up with this trend? I know you mentioned it before, but is there evidence that these kids are able to secure those jobs?
Oh, no, not at all. schools are certainly trying, some more than others, but it's definitely a steep learning curve for the schools as well to figure out what employers want and how to provide that in a fairly short amount of time that the schools have with students.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this is a trend we've talked about for some time, where there's kind of this disconnect between employers and schools in terms of the quickly changing skills demand.
Right. Absolutely. And this has been an issue for a long time. I think now companies are more and more expecting schools to do this training. They don't want to have a two-year training program. They want somebody to start on day one and be up to speed by day two.
Thanks, Melissa. Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn. If you want more on small business topics, trends, and startup ideas, you can check out WSJ.com and click the Small Business tab. You can also get small business tips by following me on Twitter with the handle @GordonDeal. I'm Gordon Deal for the Wall Street Journal. We'll be right back.